Macintosh Folklore Radio, written by Andy Hertzfeld and Company, and read by Derek Warren. Stolen from Apple, August 1983. In 1980, a company named Franklin Computer produced a clone of the Apple II called the Franklin Ace. They copied almost every detail of the Apple II, including all of its ROM and all the documentation. We even found a place in the manual where they forgot to change Apple to Ace. Apple was infuriated and sued Franklin. We eventually won, forcing Franklin to withdraw the Ace from the market. Even though Apple won the case, it was pretty scary because it wasn't clear until the end of the case that the judge would rule in Apple's favor. Franklin argued that they had a right to copy the Apple II ROM since it was just a functional mechanism necessary for software compatibility. We anticipated that someone might try a similar trick with the Macintosh someday. If these people were to be clever enough, which Franklin wasn't, it was possible to disguise the code, for example, by systematically permuting some registers, so it wouldn't look very similar at the binary level. We thought that we had better take some precautions. Steve decided that if a company copied the Mac ROM into their computer, he would like to be able to do a demo during a trial where he could type a few keystrokes into an unmodified machine with infringing ROMs and have a large "Stolen from Apple" icon appear on the screen. The routines and data to accomplish this would have to be incorporated into our ROM in a stealthy fashion so the cloners wouldn't know how to find or remove it. This sounded tricky enough to be a fun project. Susan Kerr designed a nice "Stolen from Apple" icon featuring prison bars. Steve Capps had recently created a simple scheme for compressing icons stored in ROM to save space. As a side effect, compressing the icon also made it more difficult to detect it. We wrote a tiny routine to decompress the icon, scale it up, and display it on the screen. The code was hidden in the middle of some data tables, making it hard to spot when disassembling the ROM. To invoke the "Stolen from Apple" icon, all you had to do was enter the debugger and type a 6-digit hexadecimal address followed by a G, which told the Mac to execute the routine at the address you had specified. We demonstrated this for Steve, and he liked it. The team was kind of hoping someone would copy the ROM just so we could show off our foresight. As far as I know, no one ever did copy the ROM in a commercial project, so it wasn't really necessary, but it did create some intrigue for a while. We let it slip that there was a "Stolen from Apple" icon hidden in there somewhere, partially to deter people from copying the ROM. At least one hacker became moderately obsessed with trying to find it. Steve Jasek was the author of the MacNosy Disassembler and Debugger, which could be used to create pseudo-source for the ROM. He found out about the "Stolen from Apple" icon very early on. He lived in Palo Alto, so I would occasionally bump into him, and he would ask me for hints or tell me his latest theory about how the icon was concealed, which was invariably wrong. This continued for 2 or 3 years before he finally cracked it. I ran into him, and he had it nailed, telling me about the compressed icon and the address of the display routine. I congratulated him, but was never sure if he figured it out himself or if someone with access to the source code told him.